This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Lower farm income levels could just be returning to normal. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers know crop insurance is essential for managing risk. It's valuable for maximizing revenue, too. The crop insurance officers at Farm Credit Services of America have the decision-making tools and expertise to deliver the personalized crop and revenue protection you need for the peace of mind you want. Nobody delivers crop insurance like Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
There's a lot of buzz about farm income levels, particularly over the fact that they are projected to decrease. However, a decrease in farm income, while it is certainly not preferred, does not spell doom and gloom since we have seen high income levels in recent years. Ag economist David Widmer said farmers need to cut through the noise and look at the farm income levels for what they are.
Right, 2022 inflation-adjusted farm income was the highest in nearly 100 years of data. If you take the last 3 years, 21, 22, 23, it's the best three-year stretch that we've had since the 1940s. So it actually topped the 2011, 12, 13 sort of recent good year in most of our memories. So 2023 farm incomes are down, but they're still historically strong. Still, you know, when you look at the data, it's always important to consider the base rate. And what's the base rate for farm income? Well, we typically spend a lot of time at or near the long run average. And in inflation adjusted dollars today, that's $100 billion. So we still have income that's considerably above, a standard deviation above that long run average. But that year over year change is very real. Looking to 2024, the question is, you know, do we continue to return or revert to that long run average? And we expect that to be the case at some point. The question is do we gradually get there, or is there a big abrupt correction? You know, something maybe similar we saw in 2016, where we had a few years there that were really tough for producers to navigate.
While next year's profit levels won't be as good as the record highs we've seen, Widmer said there's a good chance they'll still be above average. For more information, visit iowafarmbureau.com. For the rest of this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com, and while you're there, sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.